judge halts enforcement of Arizona's new personhood law. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, saying the law is too murky and too vague and subject to arbitrary enforcement. A federal judge has issued an injunction blocking enforcement of the law, which grants to fetuses in the womb the same rights as any person in the state. Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich says he'll ask the federal appeals court to set aside that ruling. A judge in Utah has granted Planned Parenthood's request to delay the implementation of that state's new ban on virtually all abortions until a group's challenge to the law can be heard. In Minnesota, a judge has ruled the state's abortion restrictions, including parental notification and a 24-hour waiting period, violate the Minnesota state constitution, and he's ordered them not to be enforced. Abortion will be on the ballot in Michigan this November after a petition drive.
Pro-choice supporters try to work around Michigan's 1931 abortion ban that went dormant in 1973 that pro-life supporters say is back in place.
The people of Michigan are turning in 753,759 signatures to enshrine into the state constitution the right to reproductive freedom.
Shimei Watson Whitaker with the Reproductive Freedom for All campaign handing the decision to voters this fall. And as the abortion battle still also plays out in Michigan courts.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. President Biden leaves late this evening on his Middle East trip that will see him visit Israel, the Palestinian territory, and Saudi Arabia. The White House says the president will not directly ask Saudi leaders to increase their oil output to bring down world oil prices. But National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says
he intends to use every tool in his toolbox to try to create adequate global energy supplies and to bring the price of gas down for American working families at the pump.
Prior to departure, the president will meet with Mexico's President Lopez Obrador at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A July heat wave making much of the Southwest, especially Texas.
Yeah, areas of Texas. I mean, they've seen a number of consecutive days with above normal temperatures, a lot of days setting record highs. And really, it's just going to continue for at least the next 5-6 days.
National Weather Service meteorologist Tony Fracasso, the Texas Energy Reliability Council, is asking residents in Texas to conserve electricity during the heat wave, warning there could be rolling blackouts otherwise. What's cooling off? The real estate market after multiple bumps in interest rates.
Redfin says roughly 60,000 home purchase agreements fell through in June. That's about 15% of homes that went under contract last month. That's the highest rate the U.S. has seen since March and April of 2020, when much of the country was going into pandemic lockdown. Some people forced to renege on deals because of higher mortgage rates. Others think a slowing housing market means they can negotiate a better price. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz urging the Senate's Judiciary Committee to call Attorney General Merrick Garland in to explain why the Justice Department has so far declined to enforce laws banning the intimidation of Supreme Court justices. There are suggestions the DOJ may begin an investigation into the PGA.
According to the Wall Street Journal, officials with the department's antitrust division have contacted several players' agents. The PGA Tour has suspended golfers for competing in live events. Tour policy requires members receive a conflicting event release to play overseas tournaments when a tour event is also held. The tour denied releases for the first live event outside London, England. Tour officials see the Saudi-funded series as a threat. Officials added the tour underwent a similar 1994 probe with the Federal Trade Commission. They said they expect a similar outcome. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.